Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to continue our discussion about what's influencing new construction in the Eugene Springfield area.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about new construction. We know we have a shortage of supply, and relief for that shortage, whether it's investment commercial or it's residential, is new construction. Likely. Some of the influence, if there's not a lot of new individual homes built, we're going to need more apartments, aren't we, Bob?
Exactly. That's exactly what's required, particularly given that millennials favor renting over owning, which is an interesting concept. That was not true 20 years ago. It is absolutely true today.
Well, let's talk about some of the drivers. What's influencing builders and developers toward new construction, and what's pushing them off from it? I understand we've got a labor supply shortage.
We've got a labor supply shortage. So if you were the contractor and attempting to, you're not going to build all phases of this thing. You'll call in subcontractors that will work under you that would maybe do the framing, maybe do the foundation work, maybe do the excavation work and so forth, roofing. So as you request bids from those subcontractors that would provide that service, their bids are coming in potentially double what they would have been. Why? Because they're busy.
And the trades are phenomenally undersupplied right now. We're talking about plumbers, pipe fitters, electrical. So look at that as an opportunity. If you're a young person listening about opportunities in the workforce, that's a long-term need. What I've also seen that drives this is the capacity of rent. So if rent is free to go up when it needs to go up and circulate accordingly, that's a great indicator that someone would be willing to build something for that investment.
Exactly. And with full employment that we have experienced for the last nearly a year, very, very strong employment, which means that the average worker, if there is such a thing as an average worker, can afford to do a number of different things. Why? They're busy, they're getting paid, and everybody's happy. When they're happy, they buy things, and they're willing to pay higher prices for shelter.
The tough part is the downtime between raw material to a built piece of property. And someone's got holding time in there. So we've really got to work together when we see legislation that may be prohibiting fast process of opportunities and get it to the build quickly on our own behalf to have the inventory we need. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.